Congratulations, graduates. What a day this is. You've been learning to solve the mysteries of life, but can anyone tell me, how do don't walk on grass signs get there?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
There's nothing quite like a good mystery. It's my favorite genre of movie, my favorite book. A lot of things mystify me. How can my wife find anything in her purse? Why do we call it a pair of pants? There's just one. What causes deja vu? Why isn't chocolate considered a vegetable? It comes from a bean. And why are they called soap operas? Nobody sings, do they? Why is it called a double U and not a double V? Why do fat chance and slim chance mean the same thing? And what causes deja vu? Oh, wait, I already said that, I think. This world is a baffling place, and much smarter people than I have been befuddled by the mysteries of life and the universe. Even science can't explain many things. Take the case of Jason Paget. Researchers know that head injuries do not make us smarter. Yet a severe concussion in 2002 turned Jason into a mathematical genius. The concussion somehow unlocked the part of his brain that makes everything appear to have mathematical structure. I see shapes and angles everywhere in real life, says Jason. It's beautiful. Paget is one of 40 known people in history with acquired savant syndrome, an unexplained condition in which trauma to the head results in the emergence of remarkable talent in math, art, or music. Here's another head-scratcher for scientists, animal rain. You've heard of it raining cats and dogs, but there's a rare documented weather phenomenon in which fish, spiders, frogs, tadpoles, and worms fall from the sky. The leading theories involve waterspouts or tornadoes, but this has never been documented by scientists. Thankfully, there has yet to be a case of elephants falling from the sky, but you may want to carry an umbrella next time it rains. Hey, honey, look, incoming trout. Scientists have yet to explain why more people are right-handed than left-handed, why we yawn and hiccup, and what's the purpose of dreams. They don't know how the placebo effect works, or why light behaves like a particle and a wave. Some of the greatest puzzles involve the world of quantum physics. How can particles be in two places at once? How can electrons seem to pop out of existence and appear simultaneously somewhere else? Mystery. The Bible leaves us with plenty of unanswered questions, too. How can God be three persons and one being at the same time? And why suffering? Be wary of people who spout easy answers. Yes, my wife and I have been comforted in our sorrows by a suffering God who gives peace and purpose. But sometimes the mysteries reach light years beyond the limits of our tiny brains. And that's okay. Maybe that's why I love meeting scientists and preachers who are humble enough to say, I don't know. Michael Card sings, when the Father longed to show a love he wanted us to know, he sent his only son and so became a holy embryo. A mother made by her own child, a hopeless babe who cried, was God incarnate and man deified. That is the mystery, more than you can see. Give up on your pondering, fall down on your knees. When we look at Jesus, we see God in his fullness, and the questions that really count are answered. We are not alone. We are loved. We are valued by God. Of course, we still have questions like, how is it that one careless match can start a forest fire, but it takes a whole box to start a campfire? Can you daydream at night? And why does every load of laundry contain at least one mismatched sock? Ah, there's nothing quite like a good mystery.
This Easter season, Laugh Again wants to give you a special gift to encourage you in your faith. We'd like to send you the book, The Case for Easter by Lee Strobel. The Case for Easter is a riveting journey to the truth about the most remarkable event in history, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the proof behind it. Receive your free copy today by calling 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.